Fuel FM 95.9, 105.5. Jason here with you on this Wednesday night in a special interview right now with some very special people in my life because we're talking about like sword fights and love and betrayal. A lot of great angels and some demons in there, but no, we're not talking about Washington, D.C. This is actually a play coming up. It's okay. You can laugh at that. It's good. Anyway, it's The Promise 2021, a very special performance or production at New Hope Community Church coming up this weekend and next weekend. And in studio today and tonight, we have Carolyn Hoover, the director, very, very dear friend of mine for a lot of years. How are you tonight?
I'm doing really well, Jason. So good to see you.
You look well rested, considering.
Yeah, actually, I am.
That's good. Then we have Jesse Way on to my right here. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear it.
And then your lovely wife, Nicole Way, excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm getting used to the new last name, I guess. Nikki, you are the assistant to the director.
No, assistant director this year. Last year, assistant to the director, but I'm not Dwight anymore. I'm Jim. Right. So
that's good.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be elevated a little bit?
It feels pretty good. I mean, it's kind of the same job, but, you know, a little bit more, I guess, involved, a little more responsibility, mm-hmm. more late nights, you know.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, it's great.
And the next to you, pass the microphone on, is Roger Dickinson. How are you, sir?
Hello. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Obviously, the role, not obviously, I should say, because nobody knows who you are, but the role of Jesus this year, kind of a new step up. You went from Judas to Jesus.
Yes.
Which is an amazing step up. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. You hear that a lot.
The Promise, though, I'm going to let Carolyn just kind of describe, before we kind of talk to everybody else about where they're at in this, just tell everybody who's never heard of this, because I'm sure there's somebody out there going, what is that? What is it?
There are people that don't know what it is. So yes, I guess in a nutshell, it is about an hour and 15 minute long dramatic musical presentation of not only the life of Christ, but before that. We start with the battle in heaven between good and evil when Satan is cast out of heaven. So that's where the sword fights and angels and demons come in, and then we go to the birth of Christ. Through his ministry, his death, crucifixion, and then his resurrection. And so that's basically it in about an hour and 15 minutes with lots of drama and lots of music and dancing and, you know, laughing and tears. And anyway, it's quite a production with full-on effects. And it's not something we recommend for children 5 and under because it's very intense.
Yep. I have been saying that when I'm promoting it, and I just tell the people, listen, you know your own kids too and what they can
right.
handle, so
absolutely.
It's up to them. But you've been doing this for how long now at New Hope?
Well, I've been in it for 21 years around it, but I think directing for about 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you do when you first started?
I was in the crowd.
Were you?
Yes. I was one of those people that, you know, yeah, just kind of went from scene to scene, right? And Bud was directing.
Okay.
At the time. That was before he was Jesus. Yep. And then he became Jesus and I directed, and then you became Jesus.
Yeah, that's
and,
cool.
Yeah, now Roger.
What was it like to, when you first, like, what was it that you felt led to do to be director? Like, how was that, how did that come about? If you were just in the crowd as one of the cast members, and all of a sudden it's like, here's the mantle.
I actually was an actor in Hollywood, and so I did film and television and theater there, and then there was a point where, I kept getting offers, but not for big roles. And I kept thinking, what's going on? And I literally kind of cried out to God and said, what are you doing? You know, what you put this desire in my heart and you're not letting me fulfill it. And, you know, when you hear something and you know that it's Lord speaking to you, and I just heard you're putting it before me. Mm. So it was like a gut punch. And I just said, okay, I'll never do it again. So next thing I know, we were moving to Michigan. And I said, well, there goes that. No more acting. But when I came to New Hope, there was a drama group there. Mm. And Bud was leading it. And I said, oh, they do drama in the church? What? So, and then we did The Promise. And so I said, yeah, I'm doing this. And then things changed, and Bud needed to take on the role of Jesus. And so he said, would you like to direct? And I said, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And I loved it. So I've been kind of doing that ever since. So.
I mean, let's face it, there's a lot of drama in church.
There is a lot of drama in church.
But this just happens to be a specific group of people. No. Carolyn, showtimes, days, all that, what's
Yes, we've actually added an additional weekend. So we start tomorrow, the week before, and that's so we can give our audiences, you know, comfortable, spaced out seating, and so they can feel good when they come. So we start tomorrow, 7:30, Friday, 7:30, and then we have a Saturday matinee, and then Easter weekend, the same thing, Thursday and Friday at 7:30, and then a Saturday matinee at 3.
Okay, cool. Talking to Roger now. Roger, playing the role of Jesus this year, what went through your mind? How is it going for you now, and what is it like for you to just think about the fact that you're portraying the role of Jesus? I mean, let's just face it. So what is what it is? How does that go in your mind?
Yeah, well, when it comes to portraying the role of Jesus, it's interesting because it is really what it means to be a Christian. Mm. Anyway, so it's kind of like you want to do that all the time, and you want that to be what the goal is to be more like him. So that's like one thing of playing the role. It's almost like you're being the truest version of yourself by being like him. Additionally, it's not getting it right, getting it perfect. It's about letting go and just letting him work through you and being humble. It's just abiding in him and resting in him. And when we abide in him, that's where we produce fruit. So it's all him, and it's all him working through me and for his glory. And then what's really cool is that we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, so you just let him work through you, who's already inside of you. Mm-hmm. And he's alive, so you can ask him what happened and what he did and,
sure.
and how that works.
Yeah, that's great. What are some of the, I mean, what's one challenge that you've faced in this, and what's one greatest joy that you've experienced through it so far?
Yeah. I guess going on stage and being him, it's sometimes you don't feel good enough, and sure. you don't feel like you can ever do it good enough. But again, it's just letting go. And I think of in our weakness, his strength is made perfect. So again, it is trusting him. And one of the greatest joys is just those little glimpses that you get of what he did go through. And sometimes those are the hard things too. And you realize just how lonely it would have been. His disciples left him and his friends left him. He calls them his friends and calls us his friends. And I think one of the greatest joys is realizing just going to the cross and the determination that he had going to the cross. That was the end goal. And he loved it for us. And I don't have a better way to describe that. He just loved it for us. And the closest thing that I think of, like, that I've done outside of life and the Christian walk is, like, that, I don't know, that determination of, in a sport, kind of, and that's kind of a bad example, I guess, but I think people that have probably been in wars or something experience it better, but just that determination that this is the goal, this is what you're going to do, this is where you're laying down your life for your friends. And, yeah, he set his face like flint to go to the cross for us and bear everything that we deserved.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Greatest story ever told.
Indeed.
The greatest story ever that ever was.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to talk with the assistant director, Nicole Way. How's it going?
It's going well.
She was like, give me the microphone. I want to do this so bad.
No, not quite.
Do you find yourself sliding into the role of assistant director really well? Do you like that?
I do. I mean, I've been around this production my entire life since sure. I think I was, I don't know, 2 or 3. I was, you know, mm-hmm. in the kids crowd and everything. And so I've been around it. I've been around my mom directing it, and I've kind of been her helper quite a few times. And so it felt pretty natural to come in this year and help work on the script and work on all the behind the scenes stuff. And it was really great.
Do you enjoy being creative? And
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So, I mean, you were one of the roles I remember you played in, you were the girl that was raised to life, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think for 2 years or so. Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. And that was you. That. When you
I remember that. Too,
yeah.
That was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. What goes into it as a family? Because your family, obviously, with your mom being the director for so many years, I mean, you guys are living it. You're in it. You're engrossed in it. What are some of the joys as a family as you walk that journey in the promise?
I think as a family, and now Jesse's been wrapped up into it, my husband,
oh, yeah.
since we started dating, he kind of got sucked into it. But
It was part of the contract.
It was. I told him it was. Yeah.
You have no choice.
I really think that as a family, we all look forward to the promise season. It's that exciting time. I mean, it's kind of the lull after Christmas, and it's like, oh, wait, we can prepare for the promise. And it gets pretty hectic, especially coming closer to shows. I mean, there's a lot of late nights where my mom and I will be working on things, and then, you know, of course, our husbands will get sucked into that stuff, or they'll be our guinea pigs for things we want to try out, or makeup. I've had to do that with Jesse a couple times. So I think as a family unit, it's really great. It's feeling the Holy Spirit moving through all of us during that whole season. And it can be really difficult because, you know, then it's like our homes are not as tidy during this time.
Gosh. I don't remember the last time I vacuumed.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
mess. There's plenty of time for that.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just but it's all worth it. It's all worth it to glorify God and to be a part of this amazing production. It's just every single year, it's awesome. It just refuels kind of your spirit, and it's great. Yeah.
So how much are tickets to get into the promise?
Oh, that's a great question. There is no cost.
Holy cow. Free. What do you know?
Yeah, there you go. Free admission.
They were already paid for.
They were paid for,
yeah,
yes.
And if you want to invite your friends or family, you can go to our website, newhope.cc/thepromise, and there's actually downloadable tickets where you can download a digital copy or a printable copy, and you can fold that and hand it out to whoever you like.
Sure. So you can actually charge your friends, too, if you wanted to.
Like, oh, I wouldn't recommend that.
It's $10 to get in. I don't know.
Special tickets.
That's right.
But the tickets have all the information, which is great, you know, where we're at times. And we offer free child care again, 5 and under.
Cool. Awesome. The Promise at New Hope Church coming up this weekend, starting tomorrow night, 7:30. You want to get there early. Obviously, doors open when?
Oh, doors open at 7, but we will have, you know, lines for them to go into.
Sure.
Hopefully outside.
Yeah, right. Jesse Way, how are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, it's good. You are kind of new to the Promise family, in a sense. A few years, I guess, you've been around now.
I am, yeah. I guess it's been, this will be my second year doing the Promise, thanks to COVID last year and us not having it.
Sure.
But yeah, 3 years being around the production.
What's it like for you? What stands out to you as one of the best moments for you?
You know, I would say that this Promise experience is a whole new ballpark arena for me. I mean, just so many hours are put into it. It can be exhausting if you let it get to you. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing that I found throughout this is I found my servant's heart, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anything anyone needs, I'm like the guy who just runs around and does it for them. I mean, it's fairly easy since even when I go home, I mean, they're revising the script, they're ordering, you know, costumes and things like that, and I'm always just running around and helping them out, and it's a great rewarding feeling.
Yeah. What's it like? You play, you're in the show this year again.
I am, yes. I'm one of the apostles.
Okay. What's that like to portray an apostle?
You know, it's pretty amazing. The camaraderie that you gain between all the other apostles, including Jesus, which was you as Roger this year, of course. And you know, it really brings the Bible to life for the actors in there. I mean, acting is pretending you're in the situation that you've never experienced before, and it can be difficult, but once you get in it, I mean, boy, the emotions just run through. You're not even pretending to feel anything anymore. I mean, you know, when Jesus is betrayed, it hurts. Mm-hmm. Every show, every rehearsal, every practice, it hurts. When you see him on the cross, it's a physical pain, you know, just seeing that. But the best part, I mean, it ends. I don't want to ruin the surprise for anybody, but Jesus rises. I mean, and
spoiler alert.
What an awesome experience that is, just to see it every time. I mean, I can't tell you, I'd say about 90% of the cast, every time that scene happens, they're moved to tears. So
sure. Mm-hmm. No, it's a special thing. So I want to ask whoever wants to go first, what are your most memorable moments that you can remember of being in The Promise? Go.
Yeah, I got one. A few years ago, Jason, when you were Jesus, I think one moment that everyone audibly gasped and freaked out about was when you were being lifted up onto the cross and one of the nail holes that you hold on to popped out. So you just swung right off of the cross and then swung right back on and somehow got that peg into the hole just first try. in the middle of the performance. And I mean, the whole cast, I think it just went silent. We were all just terrified. And we actually had some audience members say, like, they thought that was intentional.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, but, you know, okay.
What's even more nuts is there were some people that didn't even know what happened.
Right. I know.
I was like, how is that even possible?
Right. So now every time that, you know, Jesus is kind of put into place, it's like, every time,
I pray every time that cross comes up that
it doesn't just,
Jesus, please don't let him come off that cross. But yeah, that was a moment.
Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah. So I think of two right away, and both of them come from playing, portraying the role of Jesus this year. One, just standing up there with Pilate as everyone's screaming for him to be crucified and let his blood be on us and on our children, and just looking out there at all of them and thinking, like, this is the creator of the universe. This is the one who created all of them. These are his children, and they're screaming for his blood, and he wants to go because he's going to redeem them, because he loves them that much. Even while they're his enemies, he loves them. And then two, again, just that first time, especially just carrying the cross, and I had been thinking about before that, just like everything that I've done, and how if God just, like, if I was whipped and left to die and then thrown in hell, he would have done me no wrong. But Jesus came and bore that for me and carried the cross and bore those marks and those scars so that I could be together with him. And I just see him, like, always reaching for the cross, clinging to it, hugging it. And I mean, I was up there, and you can't help but just weep in that moment of, like, he's there. This is his goal. This is what he came for. This is the redemption that he brings to all of us. And the cross that killed him was the goal, and it was his joy to go to the cross, despising the shame.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. You got one, Jesse?
Oh, boy, I sure do. on a lighter note there,
right.
A much less there. Serious note, shout out to Shane Buckles. He's one of the apostles with the promise. First year I did it, I was with him, and favorite memory by far has got to be, I mean, every other show, we wear these headdresses as apostles, and every other show, his would just fly off, you know, whatever band or whatever knot would keep it together, would always come undone, and he would do, like, the rest of the dance scene or whatever scene we had, you wouldn't be able to see a dang thing because it's covering his entire face, and I don't know how he did it, I don't know how he kept going with it, just poor guy, because, I mean, we've had to change his costume I don't even know how many times every single year.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the shape of his head. Maybe it's just not
that
suitable
be,
for a headdress.
That could be. Wardrobe malfunction. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, every it looked like time. A pirate, right?
Yeah, because Roni, you know, he'd be going and his headdress is fully over his face, but he's still dancing. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know how he
exactly.
can see anything, but he's still going for it. He's not breaking character. So, I mean, that's pretty commendable.
You know what, though? That's Shane in general, right?
Yeah. I would say, yeah.
Life is crashing around. He's smiling
he's
and keeping
like,
it going.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you are so right.
What about you, Carol?
Well, I have memories of everybody here. You know, I remember the first time that, you know, we knew Bud was wanting to step down, and people were like, who's going to play this role? You know, and everybody's like, oh, Jason, you should audition Jason. And I'm like, what?
That's always how you want to hear
it. He was a Pharisee at the time, right? Wasn't Jason a Pharisee?
Yes. He might have been. Yeah, but he was. I've seen you in comedy pieces. You did comedy skits for us, you know. Yeah. And so I was like, he's a comedy actor. He can't get this role. And so I, like, three or four people said it to me. So I said, okay, fine. So I remember my daughter Jessica and I, you know, was like, okay, we'd like you to audition, do the Beatitudes. And I mean, we were so moved. And I was just like, oh, okay, Lord. Yeah. Yeah, so that, you know, that was one memory that stands out to me. You know, of course, my Nicole here has, like you said, grown up in this production, and I found a picture of her the other day when she was probably four, and you were with Bud. He was playing Jesus, and, you know, you were the one that he picked up and that sat next to him, and, I mean, you just looked at him like, because, you know, as little kids,
sure.
I mean, this is Jesus. I had several shots. You were by him when he was down on the cross because we were at rehearsal.
Yeah.
So you just followed him around because you thought he was...
Oh, I thought he was Jesus. Yeah, right. At that time. Yeah, I did. I followed him around everywhere in the church. Yeah. And He might have gotten a little sick of it. He didn't tell me, but, you know.
No, he loved it.
I followed him everywhere.
I know. So those are, you know, now that she's, you know, she's assisting, that's precious to me. And then, on a lighter note, too, so when Jesse first joined us, the first year that he joined us, you guys actually got engaged while we were rehearsing at the Promise, came and announced. It was like April
9th. 7th is when we got engaged.
That's what I said. Yep.
I think we have to go to song now.
So that was really a fun, beautiful time, beautiful memory. And then I have to tell you, Roger has been understudying this role for a few years, but we've really only given him, very limited rehearsal time. So I had no idea what to expect this year when it was like, okay, Roger's going to be our guy. And I'm like, I don't know if he's prepared. He hasn't had any time to rehearse. And, you know, last night was our first nonstop full run through. And I mean, he didn't miss a word in the script. And I know there's people like that, but that have that kind of memory, but I think it's more than that. I think in watching him, it's very moving and emotional because, you see Jesus, you see the joy, you see the look. You said something about being betrayed by the apostles, the look on your face in the garden scene when three of them flee and you turn and look with this look of, I've just spent 3 years of my life with you and yet you run away at the first sign of danger was like a punch in the gut. And so you get all of that, the dancing, in the dancing scene, he dances this year. So,
nice.
Something you didn't have to do, but you see that joy and those different things goofing around with really a bunch of teenagers, right? A bunch of boys, somebody said herding cats, so that was, Jesus. So that's, I have great memories of everybody. It's another memory that stands out about a guard stepping on my toe and, losing my toenail 1 year when I stepped in for Mary, which will never happen again. But other than that, and they remind me every year of the jokes. You totally nailed that scene. Yeah. I've heard so many corny jokes about that. So, but anyway, overall, the whole show just has some amazing, amazing memories. And I love it every year. Like you said, it's worship, it's spirit filled, it's a family that comes together every year, a bunch of people that really, maybe have a few talents, but most of us really don't have much. We just let the Holy Spirit takes over and makes it something amazing. I mean, that it can only be supernatural. That's the only way to explain it.
The reason it's supernatural is because of the comments that you guys have received in the past of, right, did you guys hire these people out? Is this professional? Because it's like, no, it's called the Spirit of God coming upon it and anointing he puts a veil in front of the stage and that people just see perfection.
Amen.
So. It's good stuff.
Totally agree.
I'm going to end with Carolyn, but I'm going to go around and have each of you just one last invite for the public. Come out and see it. Why should they be there?
Well, I'd say the first and foremost reason that you should come and see The Promise is because you get to come and see Jesus. I mean, you get to see a representation of him, but I mean, you see Jesus through this whole production. You really get a look into what his character is like and just how personal of a God he is.
Go with Nicole next.
I mean, I agree with Jesse. It's very similar along those lines of just seeing the heart of Jesus and seeing the heart he had for everyone there. And you can really see that. And Roger does such a great job. And again, it's like the Holy Spirit just works through whoever's playing Jesus. And you can really see him and see the fellowship that he had with his apostles and the love that he had for them. And when he comes back, the reunion between him and all the apostles, every time I tear up, it's so moving. It's so heartfelt because it's genuine. The whole thing is so genuine. And I think that's definitely the main reason why people should come.
Yeah. This is the gospel. This is the good news of Jesus Christ, the story of how we we're saved through him and how we are saved through him. And this is how we live for eternity with him and how we can have a relationship with the one who created us. And not only do you get to hear the gospel, but you get to experience the gospel and be put in to the scripture and see it, how it like it adds this, you get to be in it. You get to experience it. You get to kind of see. And that's really the goal that I want to have, is to reveal more of who God is to everyone. And that's what the gospel does.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Before I get your invite, Carolyn, online, streaming, things like that, tell people they can see it.
Yes, later. Actually, if you go to newhope.cc/thepromise, it will tell you all the dates, and it will tell you that we have live streaming. Sure. And that's for the first weekend. The second weekend, I guess I have to give shout out to our amazing production tech team, which Roger also heads up the video production team, by the way, as well as playing the role of Jesus.
All
yes,
right,
he was up there running the camera last night in his costume, and I'm like, okay, I didn't get a picture of that. What we did is, because we were stopped short of performing live last year because of what was happening, so we had to do an edited version of things we had gathered from the past and filmed, and Bud Solem had put together, and so this year we actually got ahead of it, and we filmed several scenes ahead of time that we could control the sound and the lighting for a better online experience for people that want to watch it online. And then that filmed version will be shown Easter weekend during those time slots, but you will be watching it live the first weekend. So whatever your comfort level is, we want to meet you there because that's what Jesus would do. So if you want to watch it at home online, that's what you need to do. If you want to come, we are requesting that attendees wear masks. We know some can't or may not, so we actually do have one room set aside that is mask only, so you will only go in the room with a mask. So if that's your comfort level, you are welcome to come in there, and that's what we want, you know, people to feel good about. So I guess, why should you come? Because, you know, our tech team really has put together such a high caliber show. I mean, we can say it's the gospel, you know, for us as believers, it's supernatural. We know God works in the tiniest and of productions, you know. But for this, we always want to strive to give him our absolute best, as if, you know, we are performing for him and him only, and we want him to be glorified. So we put on the best of our ability, and it is, I'm telling you, a phenomenal show from a technical perspective. Mm-hmm. So you won't be disappointed. I don't care, you know, whatever your belief is, you come in and you're going to go, that was a good show. Yep. Okay, so come.
At least that.
Yeah, at least that, right?
Right. Right. I would add that everybody in this show puts in a lot of hard work and a lot of hours. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they love performing, first of all. Secondly, well, let's just say they love Jesus, first of all. Mm-hmm. Secondly, they love performing. So I would say honor them by showing up. Mm-hmm. So they have someone to do it in front of.
Yeah, there you go.
Even though, Carolyn, for all those years, your famous line always is, we're performing for an audience of one. Mm-hmm. We would like to at least have two. So
yeah.
honor these people for their hard work by showing up and coming. And I'm telling you this, if you want to watch it at home because you're not even in the area, I get it, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're able to drive to the church and come in the auditorium, you will never regret it. You'll feel the show. I'm mm-hmm. just telling you, mm-hmm. you're going to be immersed in the Bible. We don't get a lot of chances to see the Bible in person, and this is an amazing production. So please come on out, honor these cast members and the crew for their hard work, and let them perform it for you. So,
amen.
Everybody, thank you so much for coming in tonight. Appreciate
your
time. And we'll be praying for the show. I know my kids are all in it, so
yes,
I'm anxious
they are.
To see their they're the best people in the show besides Jesus. Anyway. in the famous words of the Broadway, break a leg, right? I'm just kidding. We'll be praying for you guys for sure.
Thanks so much.
The Promise at New Hope Church coming up Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday at 3 p.m. matinee, and then repeat that on April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Newhope.cc. That's where you need to go to find out more information. This is Fuel FM.